Hampshire State Police here. We thank our friends at Auto Fair and the State Police for a safer, better place, and they are a wonderful organization. We're talking about a very, very important subject today, and that's recruitment. And there, we're going to find out how many open positions. We're going to introduce you to a new state police candidate or about to be trooper who's going to be going through the process from the Lakes region. Let me bring in the lieutenant, who's newly promoted to be the commander of recruitment, and Trooper Nicole Stone, who's been on before, talking about recruitment in the training unit, as well as their new member, Lieutenant Vince. Now, you're going to have to tell me, is it Greco?
Greco.
How are you? Congrats on your new, I think, Lieutenant Davies moving on to become captain, you told me?
That's correct. Yep. Former Lieutenant Davies has moved on to captain, and I've been honored with being able to take his place and continue on with the great work that he's been doing.
Well, Lieutenant, talk about the mission ahead, and it's an unusual time because you are, my humble opinion, a very professional organization. I hear in the military that the number of candidates is less, but the quality is very good. Is that what you're finding? You just don't have as much quantity?
We've been very fortunate here in New Hampshire that we're still getting very good qualified applicants. There is some truth to what you're saying, and what we are seeing is that a lot of the candidates who otherwise may not have made it through are choosing not to apply. Where we're fortunate here in this state is we have a very good reputation. We have great community involvement. We have a lot of support from the citizens and from the people within this state. And even though our overall application numbers may be lower, the number of qualified applicants that we're still getting remains the same.
Now, how long have you been on the job?
I've been here in New Hampshire for just about 15 years now, but doing this job total for coming up on 18 years.
You enjoy it?
Love it.
And the new challenge ahead, how many sworn, how many open positions, and we're going to meet a new member, a person coming into the ranks, how many open full-time positions are there at this point, roughly?
Oh, we've got quite a few dozen. I'd be remiss if I tried to give you an exact number because it seems to change daily a little bit sometimes with transfers, promotions, and things like that. So we don't really look at the bottom line of how many numbers that we have or availabilities that we have. We still really like to look at the applicant in its raw form when they come in through the door and looking to hire and employ the best possible candidate that we can.
Trooper Nicole Stone, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jack. I'm doing well. How are you today?
Good. Now, you're pretty passionate. You're out and about in the community, I think. You go to, like, job fairs. You go to schools as well?
Absolutely. So job fairs,
companies,
colleges, yeah, anywhere that will have us, we're happy to go.
Here's a question someone asked me, and I was remiss the last time you were on. If a company, how businesses sometimes like to bring in guest speakers if they get the employees together in a area of the building or company, whether it was like a Northeast Delta Dental or any business out there, a bank, and they want to get their employees together. Do folks on the state police ever, do you ever go in and just talk as a guest and talk about the job and answer questions?
If people reached out to us and they wanted us to come in and speak to their company, we'd be happy to. Our target population has been colleges and schools right now. I haven't had a company personally reach out to our unit, but I'm sure that we've had troopers go into companies and speak more about our agency and how we can help them. So, yeah, if you are interested, we'd be more than happy to come in and speak to whoever would like to hear from us.
Now, Trooper Nicole Stone and Lieutenant Greco, when you mentioned schools, colleges, do you go outside of New Hampshire? Do you go like Massachusetts colleges, Maine, Vermont, or Connecticut, or do you pretty much stay local?
We are all throughout New England, so usually in the fall and the springtime is when we do a lot of career fairs. There's a big push during that time just because that's when colleges are in session. So we go up to Norwich a lot up in Vermont. We'll be down to Mass Maritime, Fitchburg State. Really, all throughout New England, we will attend career fairs.
You'll see that a lot of the interactions that we have with people aren't just a flyer on a wall trying to recruit and hire. That's not our approach. We do like to get out there, take our personal experiences, all the opportunities that we've had that this career has given us and that this agency has given us, and be able to connect and relate with people on a personal level. And we find that that oftentimes will help draw them in to this path or reaffirm the thoughts that they were already having of taking this career choice.
Plus, it humanizes it. If Trooper
Absolutely.
Stone could just be a little more genuine, that might help.
I think I mentioned to you before off air, Jack, if we could get five more like her, we'd be doing great.
I love the just the attitude and the pride. And now, are the colleges, I don't want to get you in a sticky place here, but are the colleges welcoming? Because I had some ROTC friends in the military share with me once a story where they went to it was a high school on the seacoast. I'm not going to say it. They went to just bring some congratulatory letters to high school graduates who are graduating who had committed to join, in this case it was the Army, and an administrator told them they weren't welcome in the school, and I started talking about it on the radio on my show, and someone heard about it at the school, and they changed that real quick and apologized, and it was an oversight. My point is, not all schools, and I could say some in Boston and the college side, are as open to the military for things like ROTC as I would like to see. I'm asking you in law enforcement, because of what's happening nationally with the sentiment, are the colleges welcoming of you? Do they ever give you like a little bit of an issue, or do you feel like, Ray, they really want us on that campus talking to students?
Personally, from my experience, colleges, high schools, middle schools, elementary schools have been fantastic. Within the last month, I was at two different high schools. Recently, I've been in an elementary school just doing presentations about state police, how to join, what these students can do to prepare themselves for the future. So
that's
personally, I have had absolutely fantastic experiences with all levels of education throughout the state of New England.
That's good to hear. All right. We're going to meet an incoming lieutenant. We're going to meet a new trooper here. Before we get into a story, why don't you just introduce our guest?
Sure. This is one of our newest hires, William Spain. He was sworn in on May 6th after a lengthy hiring process, and he's going to begin the real jump off of his career starting at the police academy on June 6th, so right around the corner.
And we're going to meet him in the process, and maybe that will really relate in a human way for you or to you out there if you're thinking of making a career change or you're starting out or you have, in my case, a nephew who I've been trying to talk to come to this state, not the state he's in, and going to college and talk to the state police because he's going into law enforcement and do a state role versus federal. But I'm working on him. I'm making progress. Hey, Lieutenant Grieco, I want to come back. Our friends at the New Hampshire State Police,
sure.
And, of course, Auto Fair, talking about recruitment. And this is a very important mission. And Lieutenant and Trooper Nicole Stone, you have a great candidate, or actually a new member. But talk about how this works. Introduce our guest again, please.
Sure. This is Probationary Trooper William Spain. Again, he was sworn in on May 6th, and he's going to begin his time starting at the academy on June 6th, so right around the corner. So he's freshly just come out of the process, the hiring process for us. He's done everything that he needs to do up until this point, and he's done it at such a high level. He obviously received employment, and we're excited to have him on board and see what the future brings for him. I think he's equally as excited as we are.
Well, I think it's great because it's a good way to humanize and personalize this. Not many new troopers are named after a country, or a country's named after them. I mean, Spain. No, I'm kidding, Julian. Hey, thanks for what you do. Good morning, and you're from New Hampshire.
Yes, Jack, that's correct.
Where are you from?
Born and raised in Bristol, New Hampshire. Currently live in Moultonburgh, New Hampshire.
What a beautiful area. That's a nice area. Tell us a little bit about your story. Where, you know, you're growing up. When did you have an interest? What have you been doing prior? You know, tell us a little bit about how you get to this point of at least become a sworn member, and now you go ahead to the training.
I grew up in Bristol, went to Newfound, wanted to be a state trooper back in high school. 9/11 happened, so as you can tell, I'm 37 years old, so I'm a little on the older side. Pushed the state police off a little bit and joined the United States Marine Corps right out of high school.
Well, thank you for that.
Did a deployment to Iraq for 7 months. Decided to try for the state police when I got out. Passed a physical fitness test. I did fail the written test, but I didn't deserve it at the time because I didn't put the time in to study for it.
Right.
Kind of derailed me a little bit.
That happened to me in college a little bit.
Oh.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, sir.
Kind of derailed me a little bit. So when I was in the Marine Corps, I was a refrigeration mechanic.
Mm-hmm.
So I pursued that career in the civilian sector as an HVAC tech. Worked for a great company called Control Technologies. Worked for them over 10 and a half years.
Wow.
Every time I was driving in my service van, I'd see state police driving by, and it just kept kind of that flame was still burning in my stomach. So I always felt like I was in the wrong vehicle at the time.
That's awesome story. So 10 years in the private sector after the Marines. Do you mind? So you're entering the state police. You said roughly, I don't like to ask how old, but how old, what stage, where are you at?
I'm 37 years old.
So doesn't surprise me, Lieutenant and Trooper Stone, because I had said to the colonel when I was talking to him and some of the Army and recruiters that I work with and help, I think the way you look at how, well, not just bring up Tom Brady, I heard he won a golf tournament he's playing in, you look at how people are aging and you know, kind of the new 40 is kind of the new whatever. People are they're working older. I mean, not to bring up politics, the President of the United States is closer to 80 years old than 70. It's kind of a busy job. And so I'm not surprised that you have someone who's well into their 30s and had a couple careers already who wants to join the state police. I think this is very refreshing. Do you agree?
Certainly. The spin that I would put on it, or the way that I would look at it, is let this be a tale for anybody that's listening, or somebody that has anyone in their family that's listening. Mm-hmm. Good people, period. That's what we're looking for. And we don't care what their age is, whether they want to start off fresh with the state police coming right out of college, or if they've realized that there was a missed opportunity in their life and they want to come back and fulfill a goal. As long as they're good, qualified people, and they'll continue to serve the community here in New Hampshire, whether they're 22, 37, 45, that doesn't make a difference to us. So if you're out there and you're listening and you think that maybe 10 years ago you wanted to apply or should have applied or for whatever reason just didn't, and you've kind of spun yourself into the direction of wanting to come our way, certainly give us a call, knock on our door. We're happy to speak to you.
Now, Trooper Stone and William Spain, maybe the two of you could kind of walk us through the road ahead now for him. He's been hired, right, by the department, the agency, correct?
Correct. Yes. So he's been hired and sworn in. So he's officially a probationary trooper. And then starting on June 6th, which is this Monday, he's going to be heading to the New Hampshire Police Academy.
And that's right up here. That's the capital in Concord. And how long will that be?
It will be 16 weeks long.
16 weeks?
Yep, 1-6. So 16 weeks long. Then once he finishes that, we actually do a little in-house academy on the state police side of things. And then he'll head to FTO after the in-house academy with us.
What's that?
FTO is field training, so he'll be working with a field training officer, so he'll be side-by-side with another trooper, learning how to do the job on the road.
So he'll be out and about?
Out and about.
And how long would that period go, roughly?
It's roughly 65 days. It could go a little bit longer, could be a little bit shorter, but 65 days on the road.
No wonder troopers are so well-trained. I mean, it's not just like you're in and you got to go figure it out yourself. There's a lot of peer training and ongoing training, and of course that raises the odds for success versus, you know, putting someone in a situation where they haven't seen something.
Absolutely. We want to make sure that everyone has the tools to be successful when they're solo on the road.
But now William Spain here, our new member, he'll be part of the team and paid during this process, correct? So he's been hired is what I'm saying.
Absolutely. So pay stays the same starting day one. So as soon as you're sworn in, you are paid your full salary. We pay you while you're going through the academy, and the state pays for the academy. So it's kind of a great situation. You're paid all throughout your training.
So you've kind of made, Lieutenant, the judgment that this is a person you want to join your team. So he's gone through that part. Now it's the actual sort of like go to training camp with the Patriots, learn the book, learn how we do it, you know, learn the team. This is what you're going to do.
100%. We're fully invested.
Yeah, that's awesome.
For lack of better words. He's done everything that he can possibly do up to this point at an exceptional level. We have invested our time, our energy into him, and he's given that back to us. So when he was sworn in on May 6th, he became part of this family. He'll continue to be a part of this family, and any support that he needs throughout this process will be there for him every step of the way.
Obviously more steps to go, William, but do you feel that? Do you feel that they have your back?
Yes, I do.
And again, you had this flame burning, this feeling you wanted to be a state trooper even before you joined the United States Marines and did the HVAC career, which could have been a career, obviously. I mean, the demand for HVAC people is huge, as much as law enforcement. But what is it about becoming a trooper? So you're the good person, you're a good candidate, but what is it that, why did you leave a career that arguably you were going to be set with, at least not worrying about a job or paying bills because of the demand for HVAC? What is it about this that made you want to make that change?
I've always had that feel to serve and protect. 2020, I actually went back in the National Guard. Mm-hmm. So I'm with the infantry unit down in Milford. And 2 years went by. I was actually activated for the COVID orders for the vaccine site up in Tamworth, up at Troop E. And I got touch base with Lieutenant Fogarty up there, and he kind of asked me, why not the state police? And I told him I'm too old for it. And he said, it's not age, it's ability. So it kind of rekindled that flame, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And
anyone in your family serve prior to you, like in military or life, or is this just an innate sense of service?
Not direct. I had my grandfather on my father's side was in World War II in the Navy. And then my grandfather on my mother's side spent 26 years in the National Guard.
Well, I'd say that's something in there. Well, I wish you the best. And what do you, if you had to go out a couple years, ideally, do you want to be? Is it the other thing I think our listeners should know in this segment? We've had over the years, there are many parts to the job. People think of that cruiser marked or unmarked on the highway. They'll see the troopers out there, but that's just really one facet of the job. There's detective work. There's child protection work. There's narcotics. There's intelligence. There's air. What area do you know yet where you are?
I'm a one step at a time kind of guy, so yeah. I just want to get on the road, do my best, learn my job to my full ability, and then go from there.
All right. Well, Trooper Stone, you have confidence in this candidate?
I do. He's fantastic. He's been absolutely great to work with. And just as kind of a fun little side fact, I was talking to Mr. Spain yesterday about coming on the show, and he mentioned that he's done HVAC on this building before. And as we pulled up this morning, his company that he previously worked for was outside doing some work on this building.
I saw the truck.
That's his previous company. He was
excited. That was an omen? Yeah. I saw you in the parking lot when I came in talking with him off in the distance, and I saw the truck. I didn't know. I didn't make the connection. That's a good story. All right, well, listen, Lieutenant, congrats on your new command.
Thanks, Jack.
And again, good luck dealing with Trooper Stone. I know it's difficult at times. if she had a more outgoing, better attitude or passion for the job, we'd all be better off. I'm kidding. I'm a big fan.
All right. Thank you, Jack.